Hello, everybody. Hello. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. My name is Tanner, and I'm your host. This is the Cozy Cryptid Podcast. And if I'm thinking right, when this episode comes out, I'm either holding my baby girl or I'm very close to the baby girl is right around the corner. If I'm doing my math right on how many episodes I've recorded so far, I'm not sure. I still remember if back in first started the Brazil series, I said I'm doing these all at once, so, or a good chunk of them all at once. So it's still like March. I'm recording this March 28th. It's later in the day. It's like 8:41 p.m. right now while I'm recording this. Alright. But we're talking about here, about creatures, mythical creatures. My little, and I'm probably really so excited and so happy right now when you're listening to this. But we're talking about the Boitata. The Boitata? Boitata is a mythical creature from Brazilian folklore, particularly prevalent in the Amazon region. It is said to be a serpent with a fiery head, often depicted as a dragon or a serpent with large horns and glowing eyes. It is said to live in forests and rivers and is believed to protect the natural environment. According to legend, the Boitata was created by the Tupi Guarani people as a way of explaining the natural phenomenon of lightning and fire. It is said that the creature would travel through the forest at night, leaving a trail of fire in its wake. The Tupi Guarani people believed that the Boitata could be appeased by offerings of tobacco and a type of Brazilian liquor. In some versions of the legend, the Boitata is said to be a guardian of the forest and rivers, punishing those who damage the environment or hunt animals indiscriminately. And others is described as a malevolent creature that attacks people who venture too close to its territory. Despite being a creature of myth, the Boitata continues to hold a significant place in Brazilian culture, particularly among indigenous communities in the Amazon region. Its image has been featured in art, literature, and even on the Brazilian currency. The Boitata, speaking of art, let's talk about some of the art that the Boitata is in. How about that? Sounds cool. The Boitata has been the subject of many artistic interpretations in Brazil. Here are some examples. In folk art, the Boitata has become a popular subject in Brazilian folk art, particularly in the northeastern region. Artisans create colorful ceramic figurines, wooden sculptures, and make a mask depicting the creature. In literature, Brazilian authors have written stories and poems about the Boitata, including the famous poet Carlos Drummond de Andrade. One of his most famous poems, Boitata, describes the creature as a fiery serpent that lights up the forest. In music, the Boitata has also been referenced in Brazilian music. The famous Brazilian composer Villa Lobos wrote a piece called Boitata that was inspired by the creature. Brazilian artists have created paintings, drawings, and prints depicting the Boitata. Some of the most famous examples, including the paintings by Candido Portinari, one of Brazil's most celebrated artists. His works often feature themes from Brazilian folklore, including the Boitata. The Boitata is also a common theme in Brazilian carnival celebrations. In some regions, dancers wear costumes depicting creature and perform traditional dances to music inspired by Brazilian folklore. Cool. I'll get into some stories. How about that? So cool. One story. First story we're going to read, I'll tell you, is the origin of the Boitata. According to one legend, the Boitata was created by the Tupi-Gari people as a way of explaining the natural phenomenon of lightning. The Tupi-Gari people believed that the Boitata was a fiery serpent that would travel through the forest at night, leaving a trail of fire in its wake. The story goes that long ago, there was a great thunderstorm that swept across the land. The Tupi-Gari people were frightened by a loud thunder and bright lightning, and they believed it was the work of an evil spirit. One day, a group of Tupi-Gari hunters were walking through the forest when they saw a bright light in the distance. As they approached, they saw a large serpent with a fiery head. The serpent was moving through the forest, leaving a trail of fire in its wake. Hunters were frightened by the creature, but they soon realized that it was not evil. In fact, it was helping to clear the forest floor of debris and underbrush, making it easier for the hunters to move through the forest. The Tupi-Gari people began to worship the Boitata as a symbol of nature's power and the cycle of life and death. They believed the creature was a messenger from the gods, sent to remind them of the power and beauty of the natural world. Over time, the legend of the Boitata spread throughout Brazil, and the creature became a symbol of Brazilian folklore and culture. Today, the Boitata is still celebrated in festivals and ceremonies throughout the country and remains an important part of Brazil's rich cultural heritage.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
In this story, the Boitata's revenge is described as a protector of the forests and rivers. When humans cut down trees and pollute the rivers, and Boitata becomes angry and seeks revenge. Once there was a group of loggers who entered the forest and began cutting down trees without regard for the environment. They were only interested in making money and didn't care about the damage they were causing. The Boitata, who was watching from a distance, became angry at the loggers' actions. The creature knew that the forest was a precious resource and was upset that the humans were destroying it. As the loggers continued their work, the Boitata came to move closer and closer to them. The creature's fiery eyes glowed in the dark. And his sharp teeth glistened in the moonlight. When the loggers saw the Boitata, they were terrified. They had never seen anything like it before, and they knew it was a powerful and dangerous creature. The Boitata breathed a stream of fire at the loggers, and they ran for their lives. They soon realized they had made a terrible mistake by entering the forest without respect for the natural world. From that day on, the loggers vowed to treat the forest with care and respect. They knew that the boy Tata was watching them, and they didn't want to anger the creature again. The legend of the Boitata's revenge has been passed down through generations, serving as a reminder of the importance of protecting the environment and respecting the natural world. Another story we have here is a story of the Boitata and the hunter. The hunter was a skilled woodsman, and he was determined to catch some game. He didn't care about the warnings from the locals who told him that the forest was protected by the Boitata. He thought the creature was just a myth, and he didn't believe that it could harm him. As he moved through the forest, the hunter suddenly heard a rustling in the bushes. He raised his gun and prepared to shoot, but before he could do so, he saw the Boitata emerge from the bushes. The creature had a fiery head and glowing eyes. It looked like nothing the hunter had ever seen before. He was terrified and he tried to run away, but the Boitata pursued him, breathing a stream of fire that singed the hunter's clothes. Sorry for yawning. The hunter ran as fast as he could, but he soon realized that he was lost in the forest. He stumbled and fell, and the Boitata closed in on him. Just when it seemed like the hunter was doomed, the Boitata suddenly stopped. It looked at the hunter with his glowing eyes, and the hunter realized that he had made a terrible mistake. He had ignored the warnings of the locals and had shown disrespect for the natural world. The Boitata spared the hunter's life, but warned him never to return to the forest again. The hunter was humbled by the creature's power and wisdom, and he vowed to never take the environment for granted. The legend of the Boitata and the hunter has been passed down to generations, serving as a reminder of the importance of respecting the natural world and the consequences of not doing so. So it's like the Boitata, seems like global warming, don't it? Seems like a good... I don't know. A metaphor for personification. Global warming. Gotcha, huh? Okay. Next story is the story of the Boitata and the Gachka. In this story, a group of hunters offered the Boitata a gift of Gachka, a type of Brazilian liquor, as a way of appeasing the creature. The Boitata accepts the gift and becomes drunk, allowing the hunters to escape unharmed. The hunters were a group of skilled woodsmen who had heard the legend of the Boitata. They were afraid of the creature, but also wanted to explore the forest and hunt for game. As they moved through the forest, they suddenly saw the Boitata emerge from the bushes. The creature had a fiery head and glowing eyes, and the hunters were terrified. One of the hunters, however, remembered a story that he had heard about the Boitata. He knew the creature had a weakness for gachaca, and he suggested that they offered the creature a bottle of the liquor as a peace offering. The other hunters were skeptical, but they decided to give it a try. They offered the Boitata a bottle of gachaca. And the creature drank it eagerly. As the Boitata became more and more drunk, the hunters realized that they had a chance to escape. They quietly slipped away, leaving the creature behind in the forest. The legend of the Boitata and the Gachka has been passed down through generations, serving as a cautionary tale about the dangers of underestimating the power of nature. The story also highlights the importance of understanding and respecting local legends and traditions when exploring new environments. Cool. One more story for this episode. We have the story of the Boitata and the White Snake. In this story, the Boitata Goitata encounters a white snake in the forest. The two creatures engage in a fierce battle, and the Boata ultimately emerges victorious. As a result, the Boata gains even more power and becomes an even more fearsome creature. The Boata was known throughout the forest as a powerful and fearsome creature. It was said that the creature could breathe fire and it was invincible in battle. One day, the Boata encountered a white snake in the forest. The snake was also known for its power and agility. Is this the... And two creatures engage in a battle. The Boata breathed a stream of fire at the snake, but the snake was too quick, dodging the flames and striking back with its sharp fangs. The battle continued for hours, with neither creature gaining the upper hand. Finally, the Boata saw an opportunity to strike. It dodged the snake's attack and breathed a stream of fire directly at the snake's head. The snake tried to dodge the flames, but it was too late. The fire enveloped the snake's body, and it fell to the ground, defeated. The Boata emerged victorious from the battle, and it gained even more power and respect among the creatures of the forest. From that day on, the Boata was even more feared and revered, and it remained a powerful symbol of the nature's natural world's strength and beauty. The legend of the Boata and the white snake has been passed down through generations, serving as a reminder of the power and majesty of the natural world. The importance of respecting and protecting it. All right, so I'm getting like very much like culture, climate, recreation vibes from the Boata. But that's gonna be it. That's it for this episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you let me know how much you enjoyed it by leaving a review and liking it and subscribing and following blah, 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 blah on your leaving a review, rating, all that on your favorite podcasting platforms like iTunes, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, all that, Spreaker, Podelo, or wherever you go. Wherever you listen to podcasts, I'm probably on there. You're probably, because you found it and you're listening to it now and you're on that podcast, just leave a rating or something. Follow it, subscribe, you know what to do. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that jazz. Tag me in your stuff. Send me stitches. And tag me. I'll do it your stuff. You tag me in your stuff. You have a good one. And see you next time. Because I don't know what that'll be, but I'll see you next time. Because I'm probably holding my little baby girl right now. While you're listening to this, and I'm changing diapers or something.